A long time ago in Japan, there lived a poor farmer and his wife. They had a number of children and found it hard to feed them all. The elder son was strong enough to help his father, and the little girls learned to help their mother. But the younger son did not seem fit for hard work. He was very clever, but quite weak and small for his age. So his parents thought it would be better for him to become a priest rather than a farmer. They took him to the village temple and asked the priest who lived there if he would teach him all that a priest ought to know. The old man spoke kindly to the boy and asked him some hard questions. So clever were the answers that the priest agreed to educate him for the priesthood. The boy learned quickly and was very obedient in most things. But he had one fault. He liked to draw cats during his study hours, and to draw cats even where cats ought not to have been drawn at all. He drew them on the margins of the priest's books, and on the screens of the temple, and on the walls. Several times the priest told him that this was not right, but he could not stop drawing cats. One day, after he had drawn some very clever pictures of cats upon a paper screen, the old priest said to him, "My boy, you must go away from this temple at once. You will never make a good priest, but perhaps you will become a great artist. Let me give you this advice, and be sure that you never forget it. Avoid large places at night. Keep to small." The boy did not know what the priest meant by those words, but he tied up his possessions into a small bundle and left the temple. He began to wonder what he should do. If he went home, he felt sure that his father would punish him for being disobedient to the priest. And then he remembered that in the next village there was a very big temple with many priests. So he decided to go there and ask them to educate him for the priesthood. Now, the big temple was closed, but the boy did not know this. A goblin had frightened the priests away and had taken possession of the place. Brave warriors had gone to the temple at night to kill the goblin, but they had never been seen again. When the boy got to the village, it was already dark, and all the people were in bed. But he saw the big temple on a hill, and he saw there was a light in the temple. The villagers said that the goblin made that light in order to tempt lonely travelers to ask for shelter. The boy walked up to the temple door and knocked. There was no sound inside. He knocked again and again, and at last pushed gently on the door, which opened. So he went in and saw the lamp burning. He sat down and waited for some priest to come. He noticed that everything in the temple was covered with dust and thickly spun over with cobwebs. So he thought to himself that the priest would certainly like to have an apprentice to keep the place clean. What pleased him most, however, were some big white screens, good to paint cats upon. Though he was tired, he took out his ink and his paints and began to paint cats upon the screens. He painted for a long time, and then he began to feel very sleepy. He was just on the point of lying down beside one of the screens when he remembered the old priest's words. Avoid large places at night. Keep to small. The temple was very large, but he was all alone, and as he thought of these words, though he did not understand them, he began to feel afraid. And so he decided to look for a small place in which to sleep. He found a little cabinet with a sliding door, and he crawled in and fell fast asleep. Sometime later that night, he was awakened by a most terrible noise. a noise of fighting and screaming. It was so dreadful that he was afraid to open the cabinet door to take a look. He lay very still, holding his breath. The awful sounds continued and the temple shook. And finally it became silent. But the boy was still afraid to move. He did not move until the light of the morning sun shone into the cabinet through a chink in the sliding door. He got out of his hiding place very cautiously and looked about. The first thing he saw was that all the floor of the temple was covered with blood. And then he saw, lying dead in the middle of it, an enormous, monstrous rat. A goblin rat. Bigger than a cow. But who or what had killed it? Suddenly the boy saw that the mouths of the cats he had drawn the night before were red and wet with blood. And then he knew that the goblin had been killed by the cats which he had drawn. And then also, for the first time, he understood why the wise old priest had said to him, "Avoid large places at night. Keep to small." Afterward, the boy became a very famous artist, drawing cats.